The sinners of my people will die by the sword. Amos, chapter 9, verse 10. A message from Benjamin Golden, an autistic man, 5769. I want to speak to my beloved nation, Am Yisrael. Everyone can see the growing dangers, especially in regards to the Jewish people, or the whole world is now in danger. Nature is in a bad state, and the climate has had drastic changes recently. There have also been large-scale natural disasters, such as the melting ice in the North and South Poles, and a large part of the world is in danger of a terrible drought. The world is heading for a Third World War, which precedes the final war of the world, Gog and Magog. See Yeheskel, chapter 38. In that war, two-thirds of the world would disappear. See Zechariah, chapter 13, verse 8. May Hashem have mercy. This is why the whole world is now feeling fear, both Goyim and Jews alike. Everyone is beginning to finally see the truth. The final situation, which is worsening with time, is also putting everyone in a state of fear. People are starting to realize that all the formulae, all the various institutions throughout the world that they were once able to rely upon as a source of income, are suddenly falling apart. Falsehood is disintegrating. One by one, everything that people used to rely upon economically has started failing. Banks, insurance companies, etc. This will continue until at last there will be no other source of sustenance other than our Father in heaven. And now the Jews are hated throughout the world. Anti-Semitism is continuously rising in many countries, and a lot of Jews are afraid to look like Jews. There are countries where anti-Semitism is openly flaunted. Yet with all the troubles that the world is experiencing, there are still Jews who think they will regain their precious American dream, a world of restaurants, entertainment, shopping malls, vacations, Pesach in the Alps, or Pesach by the Pyramid, or Pesach at the Dead Sea, and so on. Back then, the money was flowing, and almost every Jew in the Western world was living a relatively high lifestyle. Even the poor people could eat out and own cars. However, now that everything is falling apart, we, Jews and Goyim alike, are in a situation where the poor people are really poor and barely managing to make ends meet and fulfill their basic needs. Even the wealthy people are afraid to spend their money in any case. As we've said before, soon their money will be worthless. Truth is being revealed. This whole situation is happening because Hashem wants to bring us all, the Jews in particular, but also the Gentiles, to the recognition that there is none other to rely upon aside from our Father in heaven, because everything in the world is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we say in the prayer Aleinu, all the people throughout the world will recognize and know that every knee will kneel before you, etc. This is the main point of the message Hashem wants to give over to Am Yisrael and to the entire world. This is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God, is bringing us to a situation where we will have to directly ask Him for every single thing we need, and He will give it to us directly. The world is completing its final rectifications, and it is no simple matter. We have been in the world for thousands of years, from the time of Adam and Chava until now, and unfortunately, the world has progressed very little. Adam and Chava's first sins were the same sins which still cause us the most problems today: lashon hara, slander, and the lack of modesty. The fall of mankind on the sixth day of creation was because of these two sins. The snake told Chava lashon hara about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, May Hashem have mercy. Then he convinced her that she could supposedly be like Hashem if she would just eat from the fruit of the tree. Then all she had to do was to convince her husband to do the same. The cause of our sins. But what was the snake's real objective? He wanted her. He simply wanted a chava for himself. Those two sins, the lack of modest behavior and not guarding one's tongue, are still causing us problems today. What causes these sins? Pride and the desire to fill our passions. In other words, the Olam Hazeh, materialism, the vanities of this world, not the spiritual world, rather than the materialistic world. The root of all our problems is the golden calf. Many times throughout history were we given the chance to rectify our sins, and we did not. This is our last opportunity to rectify those two central sins and many other secondary sins. However, in order to accomplish this, we must separate ourselves from Olam Hazeh, from the golden calf, the cause of our quarrels. There is another big problem caused by the golden calf, and that is dispute, quarreling. Lately, our people have been suffering greatly due to machlokas, arguments, quarreling. With all the Shmiras Haloshon, guarding one's speech, that people have been learning, machlokas is working overtime between the various Jewish communities and sectors, between Sfaradim and Ashkenazim, etc., and even amongst the various Hasidic communities and the various Litvish communities. The situation is terrible, and we've reached a point where shalom, peace, is rare to find. Moreover, due to all the Gashmias, materialism, some groups are afraid that other groups will deprive them of their parnasa, livelihood, and that is a most horrific situation. All the Jews, secular and religious, and the non-Jews even more, suffer from too much lashon hara and disputes. Dispute, dispute, and more disputes. And everything is supposedly l'shem shemayim, for the sake of heaven. Yet in reality, almost none of this is really l'shem shemayim. Even though the people involved support their actions, protesting spiritual causes, usually everything is really about money, prestige, etc. All these disputes going on between the various Jewish groups are truly heartbreaking, even amongst different chassiduses, within yeshivas, etc. Terrible, just terrible. The ego ruins Torah. Another problem with this generation is that much of our Torah learning is based upon Olam Hazeh, and not the Shem Shemayim. This is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is destroying the Egel Hazav, golden calf, and all the money flowing into the yeshivas. This will reveal who is really acting the Shem Shemayim. Who indeed will sit and learn Torah in the yeshiva, even if it means he must now go out and get a job? Who will take a Gemara with him to sit and learn, even though he has no kollel paying him to learn? Or a wife who works in an office together with men and wears long custom wig and tight clothes, making good money to pay for his learning? However, the learning of such a person is not worth very much. Not only is it not worth much, but also the prosecuting angels in heaven are using this against him and against all of Am Yisrael. However, Hashem is now going to reveal to everyone who is relearning the Shem Shemayim. False Yiddishkeit. All the Gashmias in our lives causes the Jew to go away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the more modern Jews, which really means they are less careful about keeping the mitzvahs properly, in most cases these Jews are farther from Hashem and closer to the Egel Hazav. Not only are they going away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're actually creating their own version of Yiddishkeit, just as the Jews did in the desert. They created a golden calf and thought that by doing so, that were being loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thus, we have created a new version of Yiddishkeit, as the Jews created the golden calf in the desert. And we are praying to it, our golden calf, and think that we are really praying to Hashem. This is what is going on, and even good Jews are becoming confused between what is right and what is wrong, between Sheker and Emes. This is the state of Yiddishkeit today. It is the Yiddishkeit of America, England, Europe, and all over the world. But this is not true Yiddishkeit. In America, the so-called Yiddishkeit is mainly based upon the pleasures of Olam Hazeh, on materialistic convenience. Even though there's a lot of chesed as well, unfortunately, a lot of chesed is based upon business and profit. Destruction of spirituality. The Americans usually want the good and easy life and to have fun all day long. The same generally applies to Europe. However, I am speaking only of the Haredi Jews, because the rest of the Jews don't even come close to the Emes, truth, and in most cases, the truth is of no interest to them. The Haredim in Europe are considered to be more conservative with their lifestyle, yet over the last few years, the Gashmis has begun to overflow there as well, and is putting a lot of the Haredim to the Egel Azav. They too are enjoying all the Gashmis like the Haredi Jews in America. In each country, it takes on a different shape, but in the end, it is still the Egel Azav, and it is destroying everything spiritual in life. Am Yisrael, we are right before the end. You want eternal life? Then you must throw away every connection to the Olam Hazeh. The only way to do that is to accept with humility the yoke of heaven. This is the final tikkun, rectification, for this generation. Our final decision. Whoever does not complete this tikkun, chas v'shalom, whoever does not lower his head and accept everything we are given from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every blow, every difficult thing he gives us, without question, and does not cry out to heaven, Hashem is the Lord, Hashem is the Lord, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, will disappear from this world, as well as from Olam Haba, Lo Aleinu. Whoever does not say this with all of his heart and truly accept the yoke of heaven, he will gain eternal life, Olam Haba, and greet Mashiach Tzidkenu, Bezras Hashem. Whoever does not, there is no hope for him. Hashem himself will obliterate all of the evildoers from this world and from the world to come, Lo Aleinu, just as he did in Egypt during the 3 days of darkness. Decide what you want.